In her mind, Anna Marie had pictured Norway as she remembered it from the map at school, up above Denmark. Norway was pink on the school map. She imagined the pink strip of Norway crushed by a fist. Are there German soldiers in Norway now, the same as here? Yes, Papa said. In Holland, too, Mama added from across the room, and Belgium, and France. But not in Sweden, Anna Marie announced, proud that she knew so much about the world. Sweden was blue on the map, and she had seen Sweden, even though she had never been there. Standing behind Uncle Henrik's house, north of Copenhagen, she had looked across the water, the part of the North Sea that was called the Kattegat, to the land on the other side. That's Sweden you're seeing, Uncle Henrik had told her. You're looking across to another country. That's true, Papa had said. Sweden is still free. And now, 3 years later, it was still true. But much else had changed. King Christian was getting old, and he had been badly injured last year in a fall from his horse, faithful old Jubilee, who had carried him around Copenhagen so many mornings. For days they thought he would die, and all of Denmark had mourned. But he hadn't. King Christian X was still alive. It was Lisa who was not. It was her tall, beautiful sister who had died in an accident 2 weeks before her wedding. In the blue carved trunk in the corner of this bedroom, Anna Marie could see its shape even in the dark, were folded Lisa's pillowcases with their crocheted edges, her wedding dress with its hand-embroidered neckline, unworn, and the yellow dress that she had worn and danced in, with its full skirt flying, at the party celebrating her engagement to Peter. Mama and Papa never spoke of Lisa. They never opened the trunk. But Anna Marie did, from time to time, when she was alone in the apartment. Alone, she touched Lisa's things gently, remembering her quiet, soft-spoken sister, who had looked forward so to marriage and children of her own. Red-headed Peter, her sister's fiancé, hadn't married anyone in the years since Lisa's death. He had changed a great deal. Once he had been like a fun-loving older brother to Anna Marie and Kirsty, teasing and tickling, always a source of foolishness and pranks. Now he still stopped by the apartment often, and his greetings to the girls were warm and smiling. But he was usually in a hurry, talking quickly to Mama and Papa about things Anna Marie didn't understand. He no longer sang the nonsense songs that had once made Anna Marie and Kirsty shriek with laughter. And he never lingered anymore. Papa had changed, too. He seemed much older and very tired, defeated. The whole world had changed. Only the fairy tales remained the same. And they lived happily ever after, Anna Marie recited, whispering into the dark, completing the tale for her sister, who slept beside her, one thumb in her mouth.